Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition of Max and Friends. Yes, yes, yes. Fall is in the air. Autumn is here. I'm in Colorado riding horses all day in the mountains. It has been a beautiful, glorious day. I've got to give a big, massive, how you doing shout out to my friend Melissa. She called me today and we are going to see Oprah this weekend and Yann LaVancent and Deepak Chopra. And my mind is just like going to explode. I am so excited because I'm going to be there with Yann calling a thing. And I'm going to be there with Oprah. Yes, dream bigger. It's going to be so much fun. Speaking of fun, in Colorado, we went pumpkin picking this weekend. Literally cut the pumpkins off of their own vines, which was incredible. So stay tuned because Scott, the owner of the place, is going to tell you about it. And also, we have Tommy Rose coming up. My show, you know, Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio, must become a TV show. It's called Eye on the People with Max Tucci. Go to channel16live.com. But if you stay tuned, you're going to hear my interview with the one and only Miss Tommy Rose. We've got some great shows coming up for you all, so stay tuned to Max and Friends. I hope you enjoy the show tonight. And tweet me, at Max Tucci, and let me know what you want for your life. You know, it's like we're coming into the holiday seasons. What is it that you really desire for your life? I want to know. Tweet me, at Max Tucci, or email me, max@maxtucci.com, and let me know what it is that you want for your life. Today, I'm like in a space of gratitude. So what I really want to just do today is continue to like thank people. I want to continually thank people. Friends, you know, they're so important. They come into our life, whether it's for yesterday, today, or tomorrow, or for a lifetime, forever, how long it is, they're there for a reason. So just be thankful for your friends, the ones you've had, the ones you have, and the ones that you will have. Open up your life, surrender to the universe, and receive a blessing which is for you. But really, I think the only way you can do it is by surrendering. So surrender to the moment, just rejoice in the moment, and take life to the max. Stay tuned, we've got a great show ahead. I'm Max Tucci on Max and Friends. Hey, it's Max, and I'm here with Scott Miller from Rock Creek Farm, over 1,000 acres of pumpkins. Tell us about this patch.
Yeah, Max, we have over 100 acres of pumpkins out here that are still on the vine, so you can pick one just the way you want from where it grew all year long. We're out here in Broomfield, Colorado, and the whole farm's over 1,000 acres, and we also have a 50-acre corn maze out here to get lost in.
Now, you just got to show up. And then in the mailbox, you pick your map, and you pick your saw, and you go and have fun, right?
Yep, we pretty much let you just go wander around and do your own thing. So you just come on out and just go out to the field and do what you want to do. And when you're done, you just come back down to the front and settle up with us.
And how much longer do you have until this season's over?
We'll be open through Halloween every day.
Perfect. Come on down to Rock Creek Farm in Broomfield, Colorado.
Sometimes we lose ourselves as we get caught up in the chaos of modern day life. We spend our lives rushing around, looking after everyone else. We work long hours, watch too much TV, spend endless hours on the computer or mobile phones. We are constantly expending our energy. As a mother, wife, father, husband or friend, we are constantly giving, giving, giving out. Whether positive or not so positive, we get caught up in other people's life dramas. And unless we take time out for ourselves, to truly nurture ourselves, we eventually find we feel exhausted and totally out of balance. Does this sound familiar to you? We all need to experience our natural inner peace, to retreat from the world just for a while, when nothing matters apart from reconnecting to our inner world of peace and calm. This brings us balance. This short meditation has been created for you to listen to at any time. All you need is a pair of headphones and a place that's quiet. Practice this meditation anytime you feel the need to retreat from the outer world and bask in the inner beauty of peace within. This short time of going within will rejuvenate and re-strengthen you, and you will begin to notice with repeated listens how much more you are able to cope with your outer world, how much calmer you are, and how much more balanced you feel inside. As you listen to my voice, I will gently guide you to this place of inner sanctuary. So now, begin by noticing your breath. The gentle rise and fall of your chest. Just following your breathing as you breathe in and out through your nose. Just gently breathing in and gently breathing out. Feel the coolness of the breath in your nostrils as you breathe in, and the warmth as you breathe out. And after a while, you begin to notice your breathing settles into its natural rhythm. Feeling more peaceful and calmer now, offering any concerns and worries to a greater intelligence. Just seeing them as energy, just drifting away now, leaving your mind and your body easily and effortlessly, knowing that they are being taken care of. You feel lighter and clearer. This is your time to reconnect, time for you. Take a moment to feel my love for you emanating from my voice. And as you open to my love, a sense of deep nurture and comfort begins to wash over you. Know that I am with you, holding you in the energy of peace and balance. In this deeply relaxed state, you find yourself sat on a beautiful white sandy beach. So tranquil and calm, the ocean stretches out as far as you can see until it meets with the horizon in a symphony of colour. You hear the gentle ebb and flow of the waves as they effortlessly come to shore, softly caressing your feet as the waves retreat once more. The rhythmic music of the waves taking you deeper and deeper into relaxation. There is nothing else to do right now apart from just be. The outside world is becoming a pleasant and distant memory as you begin your journey within to a place of serene peace. Any sounds you notice, just let them drift by. As soon as they appear, they are gone, holding no attachment. Merely observing them. It's almost as if you are invisible to the outer world, as your inner world becomes more tangible and real. Feel yourself now drifting inwards, like a feather on a light breeze. Gently floating to the ground, easily and effortlessly being carried along, fully supported and cocooned in love. You feel your body relaxing even more now. The sounds of nature and the distant music nourishing your soul as you make your way deeper into delicious peace. Just falling into serenity now. As your consciousness travels further within, you notice everything becomes still. And just is. In this energy, nothingness becomes everything. This is your doorway to inner peace. And in this intense stillness, you feel lovingly suspended in the highest vibration of pure silence. Exquisite, pure silence. All you can hear is the sound of my voice and your gentle breathing. You are in perfect harmony with the rhythm of the universe. Float with it now as I leave you to bask in your inner world of peace. Now it is time to come back. So become aware of your breathing once again. The gentle rise and fall of your chest as you focus on the in-breath and the out-breath. Feel the breath travel around your body as you slowly come back. Feel your feet on the ground. Imagine roots travelling down from your feet, deep into Mother Earth. See these roots travel to the centre of the earth. The roots anchoring you and grounding you. And with the next breath in, breathe in this grounding energy of Mother Earth. Breathe this nourishing energy up through your feet, through your body, and out through the top of your head, up high into the universe towards the brilliant light of the sun. As you breathe in again, breathe down this pure white light down through the top of your head until it rests at your heart center. Place your hands on your heart. Feel the peace. Feel the love. All thoughts have been replaced by feelings of peace and well-being. Cup your hands over your eyes. Feel the warmth from your hands. And open your eyes into your hands. Remove your hands and notice how much lighter you feel, how much more rejuvenated and balanced you feel.
Hi, I'm Max Tucci. I always wanted to do a show where I could introduce newsmakers, everyday people, whichever they may be, are all inspirational. Today, I'm going to introduce you to a woman who's a realtor, a TV personality, an author, a mother, and Tommy Rose. Tommy Rose, here we are in one of your multi-million dollar listings. Did you grow up like this?
Oh, no, I wish. It's been a long time coming.
It has been.
It's been a long time coming.
So tell me about your childhood.
Well, you know, I'm a little country girl. I grew up in Terre Haute, Indiana, so I'm Midwestern, actually. You know, very modest family, working. My dad owned restaurants. My mom worked at Sony. But Miami is far from home. Indiana is cornfield, you know, very like country, very down to earth. This here is, you know, spicy, and there's so many different people here from all over the world. It's exciting. It's, you know, nightlife. It's beautiful estates.
What drew you to the spice?
Oh, I got drawn here by my fiance, former and current. I don't know how to say that. Former and current fiance. He was former and now he's current. No. He played for the Miami Heat and I moved here in 1997.
Before that, you were a cheerleader though, right?
What? Yes, I was. Ready? Okay.
How did cheerleading, like, because, you know, how did it bring your life into this cheerful personality that you have?
Cheerleading is who, you know, is a part of me. Cheerleading, I love to dance. It, you know, frees me because in a world that I'm in, you know, you have to be, I still dance and I still go to classes that are like, if I were cheerleading, to stay in shape. But cheerleading just let me be free. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know how to explain that. And people don't think it is a sport, but it is a sport. It's very competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, there's thousands. When I tried out for Indiana University, there were thousands of girls. And then when I tried out for the Colts, there was, way more girls than at college. You know, I was like, oh my God, I don't even know if I'm going to make it.
Right. But, and then you made it.
And then I made it. It was exciting. I've always liked the spotlight. I've always been a dancer in Nutcrackers and things like that in my past, in my childhood. So it was exciting. It's like a rush. It's like, you know, when the players are getting their adrenaline to win the game and I'm getting mine to go out there.
What's your favorite cheer?
Oh my gosh! I haven't cheered in so long, people would be like, girl, that's outdated.
Speaking of the spotlight, you're known as a TV personality now because people are seeing you selling your stuff. Or your homes.
I get that. I did love it. The experience was amazing. This property that we're in now, I never would have got this property if it wasn't for me being on TV. Mm-hmm. And the owner here saw the realness in who I was and seen that, you know, what I was showing was real. It wasn't a facade. It was who I am. Right. You know, I can't change who I am. So they liked that about me. They thought I was a powerhouse and they called me and they wanted me to come and do a presentation.
They knew you were a powerhouse.
They knew I was a powerhouse. They knew it.
Shaquille O'Neal, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
You sold houses to a lot of
I have
really
worked definitely in this business. I've worked with the best of the best. You know, I've worked with entertainers. I work with iconic musicians. I've worked with iconic athletes. So I've just been blessed. You know, it's something that you can't prepare for, but it happened. So
it's the flow.
It was meant for me.
It was
meant for me. You can't take away.
No. What's meant for you is meant for you.
Yes.
Did you think you'd be selling homes?
I've always had an interest in homes. I mean, when I got my license and I used to take, if my dad was sitting right here, he said, oh gosh, he used to drag me every Sunday to them open houses, you know, just like to practice driving. But I've always had an interest in homes and the architecture of it, beauty of it, and it's different. You walk in, you feel a different energy, something different. You see a detail that you never saw before. It's exciting. You meet people from all over the world and you get to be in their house. Like, what's more important? That my house is my temple. That's your place where you just let go. So you get to go in their homes and share their energy and be around amazing people and powerhouses. I mean, my owner here, he's a powerhouse, you know, and you get their experiences and they teach you things in life for you to go off and be a powerhouse.
Yeah.
So I take the most from it.
You do. Yeah. You do. Do you remember the first property you sold?
Oh my gosh. I totally do. And the way that I met him is just an awesome story. My first sale ever was to the old Dolphins owner's son, Dan Robbie. So Joe Robbie's son, Dan Robbie. And how I met him is I was new in the business and we were in Coconut Grove and he was driving around, I was driving around, and we were both looking at for sale by owner houses. I was trying to see how I can farm the area and learn the area. And I asked him, I go, the second property we met at, I said, hey, I go, do you know this area? And he goes, no. And I go, oh, well, you know, if you wouldn't mind, I'll give you the listings of some homes and the directions so you don't get lost, you know. And so he goes, oh, you would? And I said, yeah, sure. And he goes, well, let's meet back in an hour. Let's meet at, we met at Green Street Cafe in Coconut Grove. And I went and I took it. And I said, listen, you're not obligated to call me. I just don't want you to get lost in an area you don't know. And then, no. home. And then, like that, I gave him the information, and I gave him my information to contact me, and he called me the next day, and he wanted to look at property with
just
me.
Like,
property
with just me. Like that. Sad. See, it was.
It's flow. Meant to be. It was the flow.
It's the flow. Flow.
Yeah.
Real estate, television. You're authoring a book that's coming out in the summer of this year.
Yes, I am.
Why a book?
You know what? My story is unique, and I felt like so many single mothers, because I was a single mother for 10 years. Mm-hmm. So many mothers can benefit and learn and be inspired by my story. When you read the book, you're not going to believe the things that I've been through in life. I won't tell you right now.
You gotta read the book.
Gotta read the book.
But what's the title of the book? Because that really sums a lot of things up, the title.
Yes, the title of the book is Why Shouldn't Single Mothers Have It All?
And why shouldn't they?
Why shouldn't they?
You're an example of why.
Exactly. And I was cast as a stereotype, mm-hmm. you know, being a single mom by an NBA player. It was a stereotype, you know, you're an NBA baby mama and things of that nature. And people look at you differently, thinking that you're just waiting on a handout and a check. But that's not every single mother's, goal or inspiration, and that wasn't mine. So what I did was I took that negative energy that I felt of that negative condensation that people were putting on me. It was like I had a scarlet letter, and I turned it around, and I made it into a powerhouse and something positive.
Into a book.
I turned my story into a book. So what I want to accomplish is hopefully I save a mother like myself. Mm. You know, if I save one, then I'm helping the world.
So the book is coming out just around the corner.
Yes.
You have your son now. How old is your son now?
He's 12 and...
Going on. 25.
Yes. But, you know, the thing that I love about him is he's 12 and he's in this era where you're turning into a teen. He'll be, 13 in the summer, but he still has that innocence about him. And he's a great kid. Like, I look at him and I'm like, wow, I did an amazing job. And not that his dad wasn't a part of his life because he was traveling and playing ball overseas, but he got to see him every summer. So we both had a hand in it, regardless of us being single parents or not. We worked together.
Children are a reflection of their parents.
Exactly.
Right? So he's a great child because he had great parents.
Yeah, and he's awesome.
And he's an entrepreneur like you.
He's an entrepreneur already.
You started him young.
I started him young. It was actually his idea to start his business. Cabolo means Kid Ballers Only Live Once, and it is a clothing line, and he sells socks and T-shirts.
Everything.
And he's growing all the time, and I'm happy. I'm happy I raised him.
Because we brought it up, where can people find his collection?
Oh, you can go on his website at www.cabolo.com.
That simple.
Yeah, and also it's sold at, he's in stores now.
Okay, at 12.
At 12.
At 12 years old in stores.
You can buy his socks at Diddy's Children Wear and also at Alexander Go Boutique in Miami.
So tell us about
your
love for charities.
Yeah, I love charities. You know, I've worked with Best Buddies here in Miami for a very long time. Aline and Anthony Shriver are very good friends of mine and their family, their daughter and my son. Actually, we were pregnant at the same time, and they're very good friends. So they're good friends of mine, and they do amazing work with charity, and so I'm always involved in helping with the sports paraphernalia and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And then also I am involved with Janine at the Juice Foundation, Janine Howard, and her Juice Foundation, which is an amazing cause for cancer. And my son walks in the fashion show. And so I do a lot, and my son's talking about doing a charity, so we're working on that right now.
So what do you see happening for yourself in the philanthropic world with your son? What does your son want to start a charity in?
He wants to start a charity and give him back to, he wants to give kids who are on scholarships and that are athletes, he wants to turn them from athletes into student athletes by giving them tutoring services. So that's what our charity will be about. So we're working on that now.
Do you see any of yourself in your son?
I see a lot of myself in him. It's scary, yeah. I see my personality. I see his dad's personality. And then also I see a little bit of him growing into his own personality and him wanting things and knowing what he wants. Because he actually wanted to do a sneaker line. And I looked everything up and made him research. And I was like, kid, guess what? This costs a lot of money. What else can you come up with? So, you know, I see a lot of myself in him. And it's good, you know, because I want to teach him as a young man to go, you know, out there and work hard and be responsible, you know, like he has his own bank account that he has to, you know, look online and balance. And, you know, I'm teaching him responsibility early.
You're doing what a lot of mothers need to be doing.
Yeah.
Is it all in your book?
It is. And more.
And more. And then some.
And then some. And some jaw-dropping moments that you will be
really?
Like, what? Yeah.
Really good ones.
Very good. I opened up. I opened up. And I will tell you this. I'll spill one tea. Vivica Fox is a very good friend of mine, and she's also a client, and she's from Indiana. She gave a quote in on the back of my book, and she says, she told it like it is. I opened up my life, and I gave this the real story.
The authentic story.
The authentic.
When you give the authentic story, it sets you free, and
yeah.
It frees you from your past, too.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
It feels good.
It feels good. Because what people will read about me, they'll look at me and they'll say, oh, she has no worries. You know, they'll see me or, you know, that's how people think, you know, everything on the outside.
If you hide behind the smile.
Yeah, you hide behind the smile. So, you know, when they read the book, they will be, it's jaw-dropping moments all over the place.
I see you on Instagram with Valentino, Giuseppe Zanotti. You love your shoes.
I love shoes. You know, like there's some women who love bags, love diamonds, you know, love whatever. Guys love cars. But, you know, I love shoes. I'm a shoe girl, you know. Sarah Jessica
Parker. How many shoes
Parker. Do you have? Sex and the City. Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to say that. Too many. But you know what? I give away my shoes, too, to women who can't afford and things of that nature. So, yeah.
Growing up, was your mom soft or your father soft with you?
Very. You know, I live by rules. My mom was very tough, very strict woman. My dad is who I learned my business sense from. He's always owned restaurants. So I was always intrigued to, like, go with him. Oh, I'm going with you. What's going on? So I would be in construction, you know, walking around, trying to look at everything, tasting food, you know, restaurant business. So I had a good foundation.
Are you daddy's girl?
I am a daddy's girl.
Is he super proud of you?
He is so proud of me.
What would he say if you were here right now? He would say, finish the sentence for him.
Yeah.
Tommy Rose is?
The girl I made her out to be.
And we'll be right back. And we're back with Tommy Rose. We were just talking about your career, and now you have a new title that you get to add to your career. Are
yes.
you so excited?
I'm so excited.
And it's a good one.
It's a good one.
Tell us your title, your official title.
My official title. I am the Senior VP for the Sports and Entertainment Division at Opulent International Realty. I had to pause with that one, baby.
I had to pause with that one. So you've got it going on. You do.
So they say.
And you have, you have like 6 or 7 listings right now.
Yes.
That are hot and ready to go.
Yes.
Right?
Let me tell you, since I've joined Opulence in January, things have been clicking. People have been calling me. So it's sometimes, you know, you just have to make a move, and you have to make a move, and you have to be powerful in your move. And when you move, you got to move quickly. And when you move and things happen quickly, it was right. It was meant to be. So it was just meant to be.
Did you take a risk?
I took a risk. You know, I came from a brand that noble brand. I left a big brand, but, you know, I prayed about it. I meditated about it. I thought about it. I, you know, researched about it. And then when it happened and I did it, as you can tell, it was the right move.
Who gives you guidance?
You know, I have some strong mentors behind me. I have some strong people that I call on, that I definitely, you know, lean on. I lean on a lot of people. But the ultimate say is from the man above. And once that happens and he takes over, the writing's on the wall. You can't change it. So the writing was just on the wall. It was meant to happen. I went to a powerhouse. Opulence is amazing. We're going to be something that you will not be able to compete with.
The sky's not even the limit, right?
Yeah,
because there's footprints on the moon.
There's footprints on the moon, baby. Straight up to the moon. But the team.
And this is one of your listings.
And this is one of my listings. Like, oh my gosh. Beautiful home. Beautiful. You know, this home is spectacular.
Tell us about the home a little bit. Because we walk through it. I mean, there's a basketball court, a movie theater.
The owners here did not leave out one detail. You have all the entertainment here. You have the indoor basketball court.
The indoor.
Indoor,
<That's right.
laughs> first of all. So if you're a sports fan, this is where you want to be. If you are a pro player, I mean, you're here.
The court's made out of the heat court.
The court is made out of the heat court. Okay. You can't get closer to the heat than that. The heat is on, baby. All night, every day.
Right.
Meet me in the court. Let's be loving basketball.
Right, exactly. We'll watch a movie, then we'll get some eats in the
exactly.
kitchen.
So the movie theater, it's state of the art. The movie theater has an entrance, a beautiful entrance.
With a concession stand,
you know. Amazing details. You can see 20 people in that theater. It's amazing. They have a billiard room, you know, with everything. Playing pool, you have a wet bar, you have wine.
The master bedroom has a wet bar.
No, the master bedroom.
Bedrooms. The one on the first floor and the second.
Yes, exactly. And not to even add how big it is, the square footage, it's huge.
Growing up in Indiana, did you think you would be in a house like this one day?
Growing up in Indiana, I did not think that, but I dreamed it.
You did?
Mm-hmm. I had the vision.
You saw yourself doing it?
I saw myself doing it.
And then you're here?
And I'm here. And then it finally came, but it has to come on his time, not on my time.
With that said, what was the so far biggest lesson you've learned?
Whoa, you hit me with that one. The biggest lesson that I learned in real estate, I'm gonna tie it to real estate.
Okay.
Never trust the smiling face behind each door in your office. Everybody's a crap in your office. Everybody wants your listings. It's cutthroat, you know.
These are big commissions.
Yeah.
Multi-million-dollar homes.
People go for the gusto. When you get up to the level of this level and you get to this price point, it's a doggy dog world.
People show their true colors.
It's a shark tank.
Barracudas.
Every man is out for themselves, yeah. You know. So you just have to be better. You have to think out of the box. Be creative.
The biggest lesson in love that you've learned?
Oh, my God. You got to read my book for that. No, I'm joking. I love hard. So that's just who I am. I love from the heart. I love hard. And if I'm with you and if you're on my team, you will never be without a friend and a helping hand. If you're on the opposite team, watch your back. You saw that on the show, Hot Listings Miami.
Watch your back.
Watch your back.
Who's the love of your life?
The love of my life? Well, I have many. You know, I have Mark, who's my love of my life. I have my son, Markai, who's the love of my life. I have a dear mother and father that I cherish to the moon and back, who have given me everything and made sure I grew up with the right morals and values. So I have a lot of loves, you know. I love my work. Like, without me working, I don't know what I did before. Before, I didn't work the first time around when I was with Mark. I didn't work. So maybe I always had a sadness, like I needed this.
Why a second time around did you say yes to Mark?
Oh. He's an amazing man. He really is. You know, everybody's going to be mean or bad in a downtime, or when you're mad, you're going to go for the throat. You know, you're not going to be mad and be like, okay, say whatever to me. Everybody's going to go for the throat when they're mad. But when you tear away from the madness and you genuinely look into the person's heart, into their soul, if it's real, it's real. And it's always been real. My heart has always still been with him. So, you know.
Second time around.
And he came back right, baby. He said, I'm here. I'm a man. I'm not a boy. I want my family. So he had to grow up. He's, you know, he had to grow up. We met when I was 19. He was 22. You know?
Babies.
So, you know.
And now you're, like, established.
And a woman.
Right?
I'm established and I'm a woman. And he appreciates that. He likes what I've grown into. And you know what I take from it? If we never would have part, I never would be where I am today. So I credit that.
Mm-hmm. I was saying where we are right now is exactly what we're supposed to be. Be what we're supposed to be. Place in your
life. I'm so at that place.
I'm at peace.
I'm that I'm supposed to be at the right time.
How does peace come to you?
Peace is just, you know, being able to be yourself in the dark. In the dark, in the light. I'm me. I'm not going to change that.
What are some of your weaknesses in life?
Oh, my God. Some of my weaknesses, people don't see. I show a very strong demeanor, but there's times where I break down that I'm weak. I do that in the privacy of my own, you know, home or my own places where I feel comfortable. I guess I grew up with never let them see you sweat. That's one of my favorite quotes. But I do have my moments. You know, it's rare. I pick and choose, but I do have them.
You purge it out.
I purge it out. I had a breakdown the other day and my dad is sick and, you know, it's hard, you know, so it's a hard thing, you know. My son was like, it's okay, Mom, it's going to be okay. That's what doctors are for. We'll find the best doctors. I was like, wow, this kid, I'm like, it is so funny because I was like in McDonald's drive-thru and then I was like getting him food. He's like, I want fries. And then we're like, and I look over the lady and my face is just like, drenched with tears, and the lady's looking at me like, what's wrong with this crazy lady? She was okay just a few minutes ago.
But that's the thing, because people all of a sudden, you know, you get those tears and
yeah,
it hurts.
Yeah, it hurts. I'm far from home, you know, so it's like I want to be there for him. He used to live here with me and everybody knew him because he used to drive me around. I had him like my little personal driver, but it's hard, you know, but God knows best.
And you send your love.
Yeah. I'm going to go see him soon.
Yeah. Yeah. Take a breath.
I know.
Take a breath. You've been also honored with a really great title. Yeah. I have my little list here. I got to take it out because it's so long. You have like such a big accomplishment, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So where do we start even reading it? You were recently named one of South Florida's 50 most powerful Black business leaders of 2014.
Yes.
By Legacy Magazine.
Yes.
Tell me more.
Amazing. You know what? The actual owner, I met him years ago, 9 years ago, and he called me because a girlfriend of mine in Atlanta told me, oh, he's moving to town, he has a magazine. And when he called me, I go, hey, why are you calling me? Am I going to be on the cover? So he remembers me from that story, and then he's just followed my career. You know, he followed me going up, and someone put my name in, and I got voted. So it was, like, amazing. And not only did they give me that honor, they named me Trailblazer of the Year.
What's next for you?
You know what? I've been making history. You know, I'm the first African-American woman to ever sell over $25 million worth of real estate in, or African-American period, in Dade County, in Broward County, in Palm Beach, in South Florida. So that's amazing. That's history. You know, it's history in the making. I'm happy I'm opening a door. And now I've become the first African-American to ever have a $10 million plus listing. Growing. I keep wanting to open the door. I want to open the door. I want to bust be bigger than life. There's people out there that sell, you know, 100 to 200 million. Make that market more. Mm-hmm. The sky is past the limit. There's, like you said,
that's the quote.
The moon,
don't tell me the sky's limit when there's footprints on the moon.
Yeah, that was good.
What do you want your legacy to be?
You know what? I would just want my legacy to be that, you know, whenever you have an encounter with Tommy Rose, that you know she's real. It's coming from the heart, whatever, good, better, and different. And I'm pretty sure if you meet me, you're going to say, wow, I like her because she's real. What comes out of my mouth, I'm not going to, it's a real story. It's real.
For a little girl that's out there right now, seeing you, seeing themselves in you, and you in them, what do you tell them?
You have to look past your situation. You have to see where you want to go, what you want to be. You have to visualize. You have to dream it. And then you have to make that plan. Same thing I tell my own son. I'll tell someone else's. If you don't know how to make the plan, seek someone who does.
And before we wrap, just give us some little bit of inspiration and get all those watchers out there, all those little girls that say, you know what, Tommy Rose, I want to be just like you.
The road is not easy. It is a hard road. It's a long road. It might be dark at times. It might be hills that come into play. It might be mountains that you have to climb over. But if you don't do it, then you don't get to where you need to go in life, and you will never be where you really, truly need to be. Because there's only one person who can stop you, and that's the man above. Flesh cannot stop me from where I'm going, and they can't stop you from where you're going.
We'll leave it there. We'll leave it there. Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in to Max and Friends. Wasn't Tommy Rose great? I just love her. And she's just so dynamic. She's a trailblazer. She's an inspiration. And that's what Max and Friends is all about. Tune in every Sunday night and make sure to get the LA Talk Radio app. It's free. It really is free. And it's amazing. So tonight and into this week, love one another, people, because it's a beautiful thing when you have love in your life. And if you don't have anyone that says, I love you, I love you. I'm saying it to you now. So, until next Sunday, you know, just good luck, good karma, good night, and good karma, and take life to the max.